have you done?
I staked a vampire.
The lover of Russell Edges.
Give me the gun, baby!
Members of the Authority, you have before you Eric Northman.
Russell Edgerton opposes the Great Revolution. He doesn't want to coexist with humans.
This is why he killed the Magister?
No, he killed the Magister because the Magister defied him.
Yes, I understand. The Authority will review your
Russell
statement.
Russell Edgerton is a threat to our very existence.
Suki needs to know what she is so that she can protect herself. What in God's name are you?
You are not welcome here.
That's my daughter.
You said you hadn't seen her.
Well, that's true. I haven't seen her.
You fucking pussy.
You fucker! Damn!
The only link between Sophie Ann, Russell, and the Magister is you, and you're going to make it go away. Bring me his fangs, or I will have yours.
Listen, bro. You gotta meet me at the yard. Come on, man. Let's go. Let's go.
You can't fucking go with him.
He is my dad, and he's the only one I got.
Go.
I killed you.
That's what everyone said.
Take your hands off her.
You do realize I'm a vampire,
are you? Not if I got a wooden bullet.
The Queen is working with Russell to cut after me and anyone else like me.
I think I know why they want you, Suki. I know what you are.
Recent months, although nearly 20% of the country remains undecided.
Mine is the true face of vampires.
We will eat you after we eat your children.
I'm a fairy? How fucking lame.
Fairy is but one of the names.
What other names are there?
Fenodrea, Elalon, the old people, aliens.
God fucking damn it. I really am an alien.
Only part. You're mostly human. Apparently a fae coupled with one of your female ancestors.
Coupled?
The fae were known for breeding with humans, sometimes against the human's will.
My people are rapists? How do you know all this?
One of them called Claudine told me.
Claudine? Where were you when you...
Bonton Cemetery. Only it was someplace else. And it was day. But it wasn't painful. It was beautiful.
Was there a pond?
Yes, that's how I got there.
I was there, too. Claudine told me you would take my lot.
She's afraid for you. And with good reason.
What reason is that?
Every supernatural I have ever met believes the Fae were wiped out of existence by vampires.
When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this vouch is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Oh,
with your hobbies.
I need you to dig.
What?
Dig. Start up the truck. Put these in back. Find a place to burn them. I got this. I hope you rot in hell, you psycho piece of shit.
Need the doctor.
We're still 20 miles away from the Monroe ER. He ain't gonna make it. Bring him up on a porch and lay him out.
I'm telling you, if we don't...
Hey, would you just trust me? I'm gonna make it right.
What is he doing?
I don't know, but I guess he's got a plan.
If he dies, you're both fucking dead. Well, his breathing's all fucked up. He can't get no air.
Come on, Calvin. Stay with us, buddy.
Do it, Sam. Mm-hmm. How you keep getting into these places without setting off the alarm?
Man, ain't nothing without a secret.
Tell me. Mm-hmm. Huh? Please. Well,
maybe. One day, when we're out of this game, running a nice little bar, making babies who look like you.
Even warmer than usual.
You're so fucking beautiful.
Well, thanks, honey. Feeling beautiful.
What is this?
This would be you getting screwed.
You in on this?
It's her idea. Probably crossed your mind, a world-class piece of ass like that don't usually fall for a dumb fuck like you.
We're good.
Well, you were right. Oh. Come on.
Think they were wiped out by vampires.
And if you don't tell me the truth, Bill Compton, I swear to God, I will know it.
According to legend, fairy blood is delectable and intoxicating to vampires.
Is it true?
Yours is the most delicious blood I have ever tasted. That's all I know. I believe having your blood is what allowed me to get to whatever dream state where I met Claudine.
I'm pretty sure Claudine hated you in that other place. Why would she tell you anything at all?
I told her my only intention was to protect you.
And she believed you?
She did.
If my blood is so delicious, does that mean your feelings for me are based on...
No! Oh, it definitely drew me to you at first. But we grew into something much deeper. You must know that. You see the difference between the way I look at you and the way that Eric and Russell do.
Yes, but in the van, you almost...
I was unconscious. I was fighting for survival. That wasn't me. Sookie, it is not your blood I love. I love you. Your mind. Your heart. Your soul. And I will forswear ever feeding on you again if that's what it takes to convince you of that. You have brought light back into my life. And hope. And gratitude. That is why I love you. Nothing else.
I give all my residences, subject to any mortgages or encumbrances thereon, to
my progeny, Pamela Swinford de Beaufort.
Why are you doing this?
Because, Pam, Russell Eddington was maybe the oldest and strongest vampire on the planet before he eviscerated a newsman live on TV. Now he's also the craziest. And his rage is directed at me. Do the math.
Article 4. I give the rest of my residuary estate to
my progeny, Pamela Swinford de Beaufort.
You're not even going to put up a fight.
Of course I am. But until I come up with a brilliant plan to beat him, I am covering my bases. Your ass.
Eric.
Unless you have a plan for me to defeat Russell Eddington, do not distract me. Go on.
Your signature requires two witnesses, but the witness cannot be the beneficiary of your estate.
Yvetta!
Are you mentally competent and under no duress at this time?
Duh.
Good, watch this.
Congratulations. According to the state of Louisiana, should Mr. Northman meet the true death, you will become a very wealthy vampire. I'll show myself out.
Ты даешь ей все? Ты же обещал обо мне позаботиться!
Я обещал тебе работу и хороший секс, и все.
Значит, я для себя ничего не значу.
Меньше, чем ничего, you gold-digging whore!
You can be a cold-hearted bastard.
What the hell is that?
Vampire blood.
Nothing's happening.
Give it a second.
What'd you do? So we die in peace?
Trust me, all right? Here we go.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh, Daddy.
No fucking way.
Thank you.
You let these faggots put vampire juice in me?
They saved your life.
Fuck.
You okay?
I can take care of myself. Daddy, wait! Daddy!
Them fuckers is a whole new dimension of trash.
Daddy!
You happy? This is what happens when you turn your back on your family.
I just want a taste of the outside.
Yeah, like what you got. A shifter kicks my fucking ass and those two cocksuckers feed me banger blood. Look, because you want to chase around some human. Who would freak the fuck out if he knew what you really are? You really think you can take up with that boy? We ain't supposed to mix. It's your duty to mate with Felton.
But I don't love Felton.
You ain't got to love him. You lie under him. Bear his kids. Keep his bloodline going. Especially now that you done ruined mine.
I can't go back there. I won't.
You're dead to me, girl! You're no daughter of mine!
In the aftermath of vampire terrorist Russell Eddington slaughtering news anchor Jerry McCafferty on live TV, American Vampire League spokeswoman Nan Flanagan is speaking out against the anti-vampire sentiment and hate crimes sweeping the nation.
Look,
I do not deny that this was the heinous act of a madman. Russell Edgington is an extremist and a terrorist. But that's not because he is a vampire. It's because he is an extremist and a terrorist. He is one individual, just as Jeffrey Dahmer was an individual. And I certainly don't recall protests or a call to punish all human men after his attack.
How did you find us?
No, it's really not that hard. I know what Sookie is.
So is it true that Sookie's blood let you walk in the sunlight?
Oh. Sophia never even told you why she sent you for Sookie.
I returned to Bontal because it is my ancestral home.
No, spare me your lies. I'll just find out on my own.
Sookie is mine.
She won't be if you're dead. Is it true?
No. The blood works for a few minutes, if that. Then you burn a bit slower than you would do without it. But you still burn.
That's going to disappoint Sophia.
Well, I will die the true death before I let her get her hands on Sookie. Or anyone else, for that matter.
Russell will come for her.
Well, you should know since you're now his butt boy.
No longer. I killed Talbot.
That's why it went medieval on TV. Well, thanks, Eric. You just put out calls back 1,000 years. He must be after you for that. Why are you even here?
I'm trying to save Sookie.
Oh, give me a break. You don't care about Sookie. You left us in Russell's house to die. What is the fucking truth for once?
The truth? Well, why don't you tell Sookie the fucking truth? If you really love her.
What truth?
The truth about what you are. Which I've already told you.
Why are you here? Pretend like you care about my safety so you can sell me out to Russell again, or is it to the Queen this time?
You really believe he is trustworthy?
Well, no, as I sure as hell can't trust you. And now that I know what I am and what you want from me, I can promise you will never get it.
I'll do what you want. I won't be around much longer anyway. I wish you the best, Sookie Stackhouse.
This heinous act of pure evil is a blessing, actually, because it finally reveals the true nature of these beasts to us all.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were less of a Christian, I would say, told ya. But of course, I take no joy in this dark time.
Guess we're on our own for cleanup.
You're filling salt shakers while innocent people are being attacked by vampires. It was only a matter of time before one of y'all got caught on film.
Okay, we get it. You don't like vampires. Well, I don't like narrow-minded, skinny bitches with bad dye jobs. But at least I got the courtesy to keep my mouth shut about it. Most of the time. I suggest you do the same.
Okay.
You know, I may be skinny, but I ain't evil. And once evil, always evil.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Are you kidding? Get me told it would. Hey, don't cover him up. That's fucking hot. Anyone ever told you that? Arlene's full of shit. And that old boyfriend of yours had a problem with you.
He doesn't. He should, but tells me I shouldn't hide who I am.
Then why are you here with me instead of with him?
Because he's too good for me.
Well, I'm not.
I've been thinking bear.
Bear?
One of them cute, cuddly ones with the big eyes and arms you can squeeze till Tuesday. You're the most special person I ever met. I know seeing Jessica's got to hurt that big old heart of yours, but I think I know a way to fix that.
Summer.
I can tell you're a sexual person, Hoyt Fortenberry, and if that's what it's going to take to feel up this distance I'm feeling between us.
You don't have to do this.
I know God wants girls to wait, but I'm right about you. It's going to take getting used to. Maybe I'm warm and all, but maybe you'll like it better.
Someone listen.
I'm ready, Bear.
Jesus. What?
What happened?
There was a fight at Merlot's.
Chase.
Look, I don't want to talk about it. How the hell did you guys get in here?
The key almost fell. Is it okay if I stay here a couple days?
You in some kind of trouble again?
What'd you do to her now,
Tara?
It's all right.
No, it's not all right. I have a few werewolves after me and a vampire.
Jesus.
Now they're coming here. Great. Thanks. Why is it wherever he goes, trouble follows?
It's almost dawn.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'll go to ground nearby just in case I'm needed.
Caramelo, I know you've been through a lot, but don't suck. You're my best friend and I love you. But no matter what you say, I'm staying the fuck away from all of them.
So what, it's your bill now?
I'm doing whatever I've got to do to survive. I can't help it. I wish them all dead. For good.
You're talking about the man I love.
He's not a man. They're monsters. And Bill ain't any different from the rest of them. They tie you up and duct tape you. So you can't scream. They kidnap you. Rape you. Try to turn you.
That's what Franklin did to you.
And the man you love. Didn't lift a finger to save me.
I'm sorry.
You have a gun in the house?
I got a shotgun in my truck.
Werewolves are quicker. Stronger than you can imagine. You shoot them fast and right between the eyes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got this.
Are you sure? Cause I'm counting on you.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll take care of her. I promise.
All right.
Last night, that guy was as good as dead. But a little bit of this and he just walks away. It's magic. You ever do it?
Sometimes. On special occasions.
I want to do it with you.
Yesterday morning, you made coffee. I thought today maybe we'd graduate to juice and pancakes.
Look, I know it's powerful.
It's more than powerful. It's unpredictable. It affects everybody different.
How does it affect you?
It depends. Where I am, who I'm with.
Well, you're safe with me. You gotta know that by now.
Most folks use this for sex, but it can take you much, much deeper.
I get that. It helps you connect even more to whatever magic you're already hooked up to.
How do you know that?
Because I care for people who live in a different reality. That takes mad intuition.
So you more like a shaman in a Sunday hat.
It's in you too. You know that. All you need is a little push.
Special Forces raid on Russell Edgington's residence in Jackson, Mississippi, has turned up no clue as to the vampire terrorist's whereabouts. In fact, sources say the mansion was as empty as a tomb. No pun intended. As authorities continue to search for Russell Edgington...
Well, hey, Sam. How are you this morning?
Raising the TVs, loud.
Oh, fuck, I do. I am so sorry. I will turn that off right now.
Need some coffee. More like hair of the dog, huh? Hey, Terry.
Hey, boss. Sorry I'm late.
Shift don't start for 20 minutes.
Oh, right. Well, sorry. I'm being sorry.
Okay, everybody, just, you can relax. Okay, I didn't kill anybody. Lafayette called me this morning, and the guy's fine. So, pretend you're all normal. Why exactly are you handing me marijuana?
Black cohosh. Brings down your testosterone levels for your age. You obviously have a problem.
Thanks. You got anything that works for nosiness and bad boundaries?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just something I do. I give people remedies. I'm a Wiccan.
Hey, listen, you're new here, so you wouldn't know this, but I got two rules in my bar. No dancing, no religion.
Good to know.
Dude, why'd you tell him that guy didn't die? You're finally getting some respect.
Tommy, it's not respect when your employees think you're a psychopath.
All I know is, I was proud of my big brother last night.
Yeah, well, you're an idiot.
Secondhand smoke, bad. You carrying a heavy load, bad, bad. Arlene, honey, what's wrong?
Help, Terry. Terry, this baby.
Are you spotting grayish tissue, having side cramps, or experiencing a dull, consistent ache in your lower back?
No, I'm fine. It's just...
You're worried about me and my parenting skills, ain't you? Oh, Arlene, I promise you, I will be the best daddy to our baby.
Oh, Terry, this baby ain't yours. It's Renee's. It's gonna be evil, and I want to get rid of it.
No. I will raise that child as my own. Do you hear me, Arlene? I want to marry you. And together we will surround that baby with more love than it can handle. It's okay. Let it out. Let it out.
Well, Franklin was coming after her. I just... I fired. 1 minute he was there, and the next... he was just a big old pile of...
You listen to me. Franklin hurt her worse than you and I can imagine. You saved her life.
No, I didn't.
It doesn't feel like it now, but you did the right thing.
No, I didn't.
Look, I know how awful it is to kill someone, but you have to remember...
I shot Higgs. He was coming after Andy with a knife. And I shot him. Dead. And I didn't tell you, because before I even had time to think, Andy took over and I ran. And I didn't know which lies to tell you or Tara, so I didn't tell you any.
Tara's got to know. People always find out and it hurts them 10 times more.
Like with Eggs, huh? You told him the truth, and look what happened.
Jason!
I'm good at protecting people. It's like the only thing I do right, and that's what I'm doing.
You're not protecting her. You're lying to her.
And they ain't always so different.
Yes, they are.
How would you know, Sook? No one can keep anything from you.
Vampires can.
Fucking out. Mary. Go, girl.
We're having fun. That got to be a good thing.
Abuela, she could undo very powerful spells with those oils. She saved many people from evil.
Share their bed with their master, kiss that powder.
That's my great-great-grandmama Winnie?
Yes, sir. May was a conjurer. Pass that right down to Winnie.
How come I never knew that? You know now. Damn.
Sorcerer.
Shit!
fucking awesome.
I know this is a dream.
You might as well enjoy it then.
Will your blood ever wear off? I'm tired of dreaming about you.
It's not just the blood. You know you have feelings for me.
Ew.
You know you like this. And this. You know you can't trust Bill. That's not my blood talking. It's your survival instinct.
You okay?
Yeah.
Still sleeping? You're hiding out from Suck.
From the world, I guess.
I thought you might be hungry.
It's okay, you know? I'm sure it's gotta feel weird having to do what you did.
Tara?
You saved my life last night. You've been saving me since I was a little girl.
Yeah. That's what I want to talk to you about. See, sometimes when you try and save people, you end up not. It's almost like your right hand, it's not talking to your other hand, and you don't know which one to listen to because they both want to do the right thing. And
Jason, I'm trying to say thank you. The last night, you let me crash. You just get it.
Tara, you know I ain't that deep.
For some reason, you like pretending you're too dumb to know better, do better. But you're good. I can count on you. And there ain't much of that left anymore.
Sora. Just, you know, breathe. No, you don't have to be.
Fucked up. Yeah. I'm so totally fucked up.
I shot eggs. Say something. Dirt, please. Hit me. Call the cops. Tell me you hate me. Anything.
still smell them.
No, we can track them down.
It is more important than ever that we restrain ourselves, even if it is against our nature.
How many times are you gonna count it?
Until it stops being fun, sweetheart.
It's all ours, babe. Come to bed.
Surprise, asshole.
What the fuck?
Give me my money.
Where's Rest?
In the truck.
Get it!
Give me your pants.
Give me your fucking pants! What's taking so long?
It's Sam! Just give me a sec!
She told me all about you. After she'd fuck you, she'd come crawling back into bed with me. She told me you liked to bark in your sleep. Freak.
Yeah. Yeah, I am a freak. That makes it okay.
Be over, huh? Steal my money? I'm gonna make a new life with? I'll fuck you up, you greedy piece of shit!
Stop it, Sam! I will shoot you, Sam!
No. No! Oh, God, no. No, don't you fucking die on me!
She insisted.
She always does.
What did you mean you're not going to be around much longer?
Don't pretend you care about me. This is about Bill. Deep down, you know you shouldn't trust him.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, here's the truth. There are forces beyond even my control. If I meet the true death without having at least kissed Yusuke Stackhouse, that would be my biggest regret.
Why does it sound like you're saying goodbye to me?
Because I am.
Get it, I'm irresistible and intoxicating, but keeping things from me does not exactly help your cause. Tell me why I shouldn't trust Bill.
What?
Blah, blah, vampire emergency, blah.
This better be good.
You're too busy signing wills and making out with the solution instead of using her.
There isn't any way to use her. It won't work.
We know Russell wants her. Give her to him to save your own skin.
No.
He's gonna get her anyway, sooner or later.
No. I won't do that to her.
You're choosing a human? Over yourself, Eric? Over me?
Your lack of sentiment has always been your most admirable quality. Do not disappoint me now.
You would have said and done anything to save Godric. I have no interest in inheriting your farm on Erland. That place is a windy shithole. If you're not going to give him Sookie, at least figure out how to use her. And fast.
You looking for something special in that?
Found it.
Kind of weird shit you went to.
I was looking to spend some quality time. 500? May it cost 1,000? I'll give you more than you could ever dream of. You got someplace we can go?
Yeah.
Remember when you said there are other ways of not being pregnant? Can we talk about that?
You're a vampire who chews on her fingernails?
You grow back.
I love you. I want to be with you for everything that you are.
Saying that because all you see now is the quirky vampire girl about your nails.
You're wrong. I broke up with Summer. I drove up to Caddo Lake. I spent all day asking God to give me a reason why we can't be together. A hush came over the water, and all the bugs stopped buzzing, and it came to me. There is no reason.
Hoyt, if you knew half the shit I'd done. It's unimaginable. And I actually liked it. You don't want to know that part of me.
Well, if you don't want to be with me because you don't love me, that's something else. But don't tell me what I want and what I don't want. That's my decision to make, and I want you. Tell me you don't love me. Look me straight in the eye and say it, and I'll leave you alone.
Nice work in there, dude.
you too. Now drink my blood.
Where is she? She ain't with you. I've been looking everywhere, man. She's not answering her phone, nothing. She left a note.
You promised me you'd look after her.
Well, I did. But you know better than anyone. Sook's gonna do what Sook's gonna do. And ain't no man or brother's gonna stop her.
You gave me your word, Jason. You have let me down. And now...
Jesus, fuck! You think I don't know that? Just shut your fucking mouth! And get out of my house!
Yeah. Sook, you told me how that works. I take back whatever invitation you got to come inside my fucking house! Motherfucker!
I'm so sorry, Talbot.
Tony.
You're the strongest man I've ever known. You made us a home. You made us family.
Yeah, it was a nice house.
It was a home. Mm-hmm. A haven. A refuge from all that madness.
I told you, extra 500 to bite me.
It's all my fault. I will never forgive myself that in the end, you were so alone with no one holding your hand. Your beautiful, beautiful hand.
It is one thing to face eternity without you,
but to have not been with you, that's a true death. Talbot, you saved me from the world, from myself. I was a fool to trust him. I am more sorry than I can ever say. I'm so glad we had a chance to say our goodbye.
Thing.
I'm not some kind of prisoner. You can just lock up anytime you feel like taking off.
Actually, you are.
Let me go! I knew I shouldn't have trusted you!
You're right.
Let me go!
Red, baby.
spin a red face.